is our returning champion, Mark Hager from Tacoma, Washington. Stand by to see Mark play for a fashion shopping spree valued at $5,000. Hey, on a biggest bargain sale, we're offering a Peugeot valued at $21,830 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Dyer and Karen. Appreciate that. Nice to have you here with us for Sale of the Century. My uncle got here late. Yay! And we'd like to welcome back our champion, Mark Hager. Hi, Mark.
How you doing, Jim?
Hello there. Mark, Jay was talking about that wonderful shopping spree, which would be terrific for you, right? You are engaged,
yes.
You and your soon-to-be, that would be wonderful. You've got $120 in your bank account. The shopping spree costs just $175 here on Sale of the Century. So all you need is a win, of course, a win, and $55, and you could walk away with that. Are you ready?
I'm ready anytime.
All right, good luck. Here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. Hello there. Got some nice people for us,
yes,
I trust?
I do. This contestant is the life of the party from Los Angeles, California. Say hi to Susan Bleacher.
Hello there, Susan.
And this next contestant is from Watchano, Minnesota. Here's Tony Kolak.
Hello there, Tony. See you a little later with some bargain summer. Thank you. If Tony looks familiar to you, Tony was with us last week, and there was a possibility he might have been disadvantaged on a question. And whenever that happens, we always like to bring people back. We bend over backwards to be fair. So, Tony, we're nice to have you back here with us.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
All right. You ready to go at it again?
You can betcha.
I remember you, you were a fisherman from Minnesota.
No, right.
All right. Good luck. And, Susan, you are the life of the party. We haven't met you yet. What does that mean?
Well, Jim, I'm a party coordinator, and I do all kinds of special events. The smallest group I've ever done something for was for 4 people, and the largest group was for 6,000.
6,000? You coordinated a party for 6,000?
Yeah.
Everything come off all right?
Wonderful.
All right,
yeah.
Good. So you must be very good at it. Well, good luck.
So.
Good luck to all 3 of you, as a matter of fact. Let's get you started with $20 each. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. He gets to do that great shopping, and we'll get into the match with this. His TV series include Lime Street, Switch, Heart to Heart. Susan?
Robert Wagner.
Robert Wagner starred in all 3 of them. You're right. $5 for the correct answer. Susan goes to 25. What animal have you spotted if you shout, "There she blows"? Tony?
A whale.
Whale it is. $5 is Tony. Beats everyone to the buzzer. He goes to 25. How long must a person be missing before he can be legally, Mark?
7 years.
Declared dead. 7 is exactly what it is. And a 3-way tie is exactly what we've got. According to the misinformed adage, it never strikes twice in the same place. Susan?
Lightning.
Lightning it is. Yeah, that is misinformed. What place has struck more than that? Susan goes into the lead. What 4-letter word is used for milk which has the cream removed? Susan?
Sour.
No. Well, if it sat there for a while. No, skim. Skim, that's the 4-letter word. You lose 5 for the incorrect answer, down to 25, setting up a very interesting situation because it's time for an instant bargain. Normally, the player in the lead could buy bargain merchandise, but we have a 3-way tie now. Only one of you can have this. When you hear the low Sale of the Century prize for one of you, this is yours.
Tony, Susan, or Mark, the next time you feel like shifting gears, do so on this sporty bicycle. A sleek 12-speed bike, lightweight and designed for speed and durability. Furnished by the La Mirada Bike Shop. And it's normally priced at $300. But today on Sale of the Century, it's your trolley, $6.
Oh, well, the gang had a lot of fun with it, but it is a great bicycle, a $300 beautiful 10-speed bicycle. This is the midget version of the Peugeot in the back there. Tony, Susan, Mark, $300 bike for $6.
Love it.
One question, $5 for that bicycle. Less, $3. Go, Susan, for less than the value of a question. We'll buy it for $3. Enjoy that. Good bicycle. We promise not to throw newspapers at you, Susan. We knocked the $3 off your score, down to 22, trailing by less than the value of a question. And back with us for all 3 of you. Name the rock superstar whose backup group is the E Street Band. Mark.
Springsteen.
Yes, Bruce Springsteen. I think you just beat the buzzer on that one. Mark was in the lead by 5. Name the colonial leader who, according to legend, was saved by the Indian maiden Pocahontas. Mark?
John Smith.
John Smith is exactly right. I think you're taking a chance on that one, Mark. Up to 35. Patients who undergo surgery may have to spend time in the ICU. Tony.
The intensive care unit.
That's what it stands for. Tony in the second place at 30. Well, it's time now for the Fame Game. We're playing for control of the Fame Game board. 3 good players hitting that buzzer, so the Fame Game could be the difference. We look this time for a famous thing. I am a television show that made its debut in 1984. I focus on the professional and private lives of 2 cops whose work takes them from swank boulevards to seamy back alleys. I was created by a man closely associated with Hill Street Blues, but my pace is faster. Mark.
Miami Vice.
Miami Vice is right. Yes, indeed. And Mark, you've got control of the board. First of all, we will show you a $10 money card.
Behind number 3.
And if you can stop that light on that $10 money card, we'll add it to your score. Prizes behind the other 8 numbers. We lock it into your buzzer now, Mark. Good luck, and stop it whenever you'd like.
Number 3.
Missed the $10 money card, but what do we have for him behind 4?
Luggage. Ventura's collection of fashionable luggage in the soft manner. With digital locks and scrubbable DuraVinyl coverings and wheels on the Pullman. Furnished by Ventura.
Over $500 worth of luggage, that is yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And if you'll pardon me right now, it's in my contract that I have to clean up, and I also do windows, friends. We'll be right back after this commercial timeout. Oh, the things I do to make a living. Now the game is close. The gentleman just a question apart. Mark at 35, Tony at 30. Susan's done some buying, and she's certainly not out of it at 22. Back with this. The name of this flower is Turkish for turban, and it originated in Asia, not Holland. Susan.
Poppy?
No. Oh, I thought we'd help you with the Holland. No, the tulip. It's associated with Holland, but it originated in Asia. That might have thrown you and cost you 5, Susan. Sorry about that. According to the David Bowie and Mick Jagger hit, summer's here, the time is right for dancing where? Susan.
In the street?
You got it, in the street. Yes, indeed. Got that 5 right back. What's the 3-letter word for a long, narrow scarf of fur or ostrich feathers? Susan.
Boa.
Oh, she's making a strong move now with 2 in a row. Goes to 27. By what nickname do we know the playwright Thomas Lanier Williams? Mark?
Tennessee.
Tennessee. Tennessee Williams. Mark goes to 40 and a $10 lead for the champion. Mark with a $10 lead now. Can we interest you in this?
Mark, tune up your life with this lovely musical carousel. Feel your home with the lively melodies of this hand-painted, European-styled musical carousel. And as the music goes round, secret compartments open up, this time to reveal $300 in cash. And it's normally priced at $600. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $11.
Well, isn't that beautiful? That is very unusual, very beautiful.
Very nice.
$600 it normally costs. Now, that includes $300 in cash. So it is this lovely item and $300 in cash. Nah, not $300 in cash. I'm going to do 2 things. I'm going to make it $500 in cash, and I'm going to knock a dollar off the score as well. It'll cost you $10. You'd be in a tie with Tony. Going once. Going twice. He's going to buy. Enjoy that. Enjoy $500 in cash. And a crew appreciates it because they don't have to pack it up. It's delicate. Enjoy that. Cost you 10. We knock it off your score. You're in a tie with Tony. Question, and Susan, just less than a question behind. If you catch one, this sprightly little character will reveal the hiding place of Irish Tony.
A leprechaun.
Irish treasure. It is indeed a leprechaun. And Tony goes into the lead now. In prize fighting, what do the letters TKO mark?
Technical knockout.
That's what it stands for. And again, a tie at 35. San Francisco's Bay Area Rapid Transit System is known, Mark?
BART.
BART is exactly what the acronym is, and 2 in a row for Mark. Back into the lead. The element which is common to all organic compounds has the letter C. Tony?
Carbon.
As its chemical symbol, you are right. Nicely solved. Carbon it is, and again a tie. In what state would you find the Bonneville Salt Flats? Mark?
Utah.
Utah is right. Boy, they're bouncing around, and Mark bounces back into the lead. As you probably know, the Bonneville Salt Flats, they have races there. Well, recently, a young man named John Howard set a new world speed record at the Bonneville Salt Flats of 152 miles an hour. 152 miles an hour doesn't sound all that fast until you realize that John Howard did it on a bicycle. We'll be right back. Our champion Mark Hager is just $10 away from that $5,000 shopping spree, but he's been pushed all day. He's at 45. Tony, just a question behind at 40. Susan at 27. Again, the fame game. We're going to add a $15 money card. There'll be two of them up there to shoot for as we look for a famous thing. In Sanskrit, my name means discipline. I am both a system of mental and physical exercise and a religious... Susan?
Meditation, yoga meditation?
Yes, indeed. Yoga's the one we wanted. And that is a form of meditation. So, of course, you are correct. I was going to say physical exercise and a religious school of thought. Very nicely solved, Susan. First of all, Summer, where's the $15 money card?
Behind the number six.
Two of them to shoot for. They're right next to one another. That might help. The lights are flashing. Locked in now to your buzzer. Good luck, Susan.
Okay, six.
Oh, missed the money cards, but I hope a nice prize behind number eight.
A sewing machine, a new Home Nuvo 2018 e-sewing machine. Designed to make sewing easier with its famous jam-proof top-loading hook system and convenience features. Furnished by the new Home Sewing Machine Company.
Very nice. $579 sewing machine. Yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. Susan's picked up a couple of good things. Back to the game now with this. What noted 19th century American author and humorist said the reports of my death are greatly, Mark?
Mark Twain.
My reports of my death are greatly exaggerated. Mark Twain it is, and now a $10 lead for Mark. A big, wide-open grin is often described as smiling like what kind of cat, Mark?
Cheshire cat.
Yes, sir. We won't take it away for the pronunciation, because you may have been right and I was wrong. Up to 55. Irving Stone's best-selling biography of Michelangelo was made into, Susan?
The movie The Agony and the Ecstasy?
Yes, indeed. That's what it was. Susan over the $30 mark. But it is Mark again in the lead, and Mark, a $15 lead. And Mark, how about this?
Mark, wake up your bedroom with this beautiful bedspread stand. An elegant addition to your bedroom with the classic look of pure brass. Designed for easy storage of your spread all night long from Swan Brass Beds. Plus a fashionable Dakota bedroom ensemble. Beautiful bedspread, pillow shims, and decorative pillows. Designed in contemporary applique graphics. Furnished by Dakota. This bedroom pair is normally priced at $940. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
Well, Mark, you're setting up housekeeping. I have to believe.
Would love that.
What?
My fiance would love
that. I would think so. With the stand, all the bed. Well, I did it before. I'll do the same thing again. Oh. I will knock a dollar off the price, so it would be $15. You'd be in a tie with Tony. And as I did before, I will throw in the same $300 in cash to go with it. $1,240 bargain. You'd be in a tie. Going once, going twice, and no sale. On to that three-question lead. We'll be back to finish it up right after this. He's making it too hot for you, though, right? Champion not buying, hanging on to the lead. Mark at 55, Tony at 40, Susan at 32. In the Bible, who said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Mark?
Jesus.
That's it, absolutely, and you go to 60. In what Mediterranean nation would you find the Apennine Mountains? Susan.
Italy?
Italy is right. Susan goes to 37. Dustin Hoffman portrayed Willie Loman in the 1985. Susan?
Death of a Salesman.
Very nicely solved. And now Susan goes into second place. Very close. Third and final crack at the fame game now. And a famous person. I am an American writer born in 1924. When I was 24, I published my first novel, which had to do with a young man becoming aware of his sexual identity. Susan.
J.D. Salinger.
Incorrect. Took a chance. It did not pay off. You're playing for control of the board, not for dollars, so you stay at the 42, but we'll clear the board. Continue for Tony and Mark. I titled it Other Voices, Other Rooms. Two of my works have been made into movies. Breakfast at Tiffany's in 1961. Mark.
Truman Capote.
Truman Capote is exactly right. I was going to say In Cold Blood, The Element. Susan knew it as soon as I said that Other Voices, Other Rooms, but unfortunately she took that chance before. Mark, we'll show you the 25.
Behind the number two.
Well, there are seven numbers up there and three big money cards locked into your buzzer. Good luck.
Number two.
Yes! $25 money card he lands on. Adding that for Mark's score. He really stretches it out. And it is catch Mark time as we finish up the game with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Mark at 85. Susan back in, of course, at 42. Tony at 40. Good luck as we start the speed round now. Name the woman who supposedly made the first American flag. Tony.
Betsy Ross.
Right. What type of food comes in French, white, and pumpernickel? Tony.
Bread.
Right. According to the old saying, what kind of animal can't change his spots? Tony.
A leopard.
Right. Name the European capital city served by Heathrow Airport. Mark.
London.
Right. What is the primary alcoholic ingredient in a Mai Tai? Susan.
Rum.
Right. Pierre Trudeau was prime minister of... Tony.
Canada.
Right. What form of literature usually has meter and rhyme? Susan.
Poetry.
Right. In a letter, what do the initials PS stand for? Tony.
Postscript.
Right. In religion, what is another name for the Decalogue? Susan.
The Ten Commandments.
Right. What is the fifth letter of the alphabet? Mark.
E.
Right. Give me the last names of the great comedy team of Stan and Ollie. Susan.
Laurel and
yes.
Hardy.
Yes. What animal is used to describe a sly person? Susan.
Fox.
Right. To which season of the year does the word vernal refer? Tony.
Spring.
Right. Name the first divorced man to be elected president. Mark.
Hey.
Time is up. You lose five, but you still win it by 20. Congratulations to Mark. And as that score indicates, had Mark not picked up that $25 money card, Tony would have won the championship. The first divorced man to be elected president was Ronald Reagan. I have to say goodbye to Tony and Susan. Tony, we thank you for coming back and joining us again, sir.
My pleasure,
More
Jim.
Cash
thank
in front
you.
Of you as well. Susan, a very good day with a 12-speed bike. I said 10, it's 12-speed. Sewing machine with the cash in front of you. Well over $900 in cash
thank
and prizes.
You.
Thank you. Two very bright players. But another bright player, Mark Hager, came out on top. And again, he's going shopping. Come on, Mark. You needed that $25.
I got it.
Congratulations, because they really started to move there on that speed round, and you won it by $20. You now have a big total, $210. That's enough for you to afford to buy this.
The focus is on glamour with this stunning ladies' wardrobe. Choose from the latest in fashion, ladies' apparel that combines color and style to suit your fashion tastes. Yours with a gift certificate from Ted Lapidus. Normally priced at $5,000, yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Just $175, and you've got $210. Daria, looking so glamorous there. Were you chewing gum in that glamorous? Now, that's tough, Mark, because your fiancé could go off shopping $5,000 worth if you just said yes. However, if you decided to put your money in the bank, you are another win and $50 away from this.
Keep the good times rolling with this sensational motorcycle. A spirited 1200cc four-cylinder engine with solid state ignition and four-speed transmission with overdrive from Honda of Santa Monica. Normally priced at $7,898. Yours on sale of the century for only
$260. $260. Another $50 and you can have this. That is equipped with about everything. But I know, Mark, I must tease you a little bit further and tempt you. You've got $210. If you got enough to $445, I know you've been eyeing this. Boy, what a great honeymoon trip this would be for $445.
Sha-loo-la-la, because you're off on a fabulous trip to Paris. We'll fly you in a guest first class from Los Angeles to New York, where you'll board the exciting Concorde for your supersonic flight to Paris. You'll have luxurious accommodations for 7 days, and your private limo will make sightseeing a breeze. A magical trip, first class all the way. This dream come true, normally priced at $14,817. It's yours on sale of the century for only $445.
David and Greg enjoying their work again. All right, Mark, that would be a fantastic honeymoon trip for
Wonderful.
You. If you get to $750, however, we will give you every prize we've got on the stage and this.
A cash jackpot of $85,000.
For a grand total of $147,350. So, Mark, with $210, think about it for a moment. You can take $5,000 shopping spree for your fiancé or put the money in the bank, the motorcycle, the next thing up the line. Think about it. We'll get your decision in a moment. Back with our champion, Mark Hager. $210 buys you that great fashion shopping spree. There's Dara. She wasn't chewing gum. She was trying to get popcorn out of her teeth. That's what it was. Or the next thing up the line with $50 more, you can have that wonderful motorcycle. Mark, what's it going to be?
Well, I like that trip to Paris for a honeymoon. I'm going to come back.
He's going to come back. We'll put his money in the bank. Add another $1,000, $86,000 in the cash jackpot. Two new challenges next time on Sam of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.